The Denny Schaefer Show.
Yeah, we're here in Toledo.
Live on the Q105.
Yeah. All right, we're live, we're local. No outsourcing here. It's Q105, 6, let's call it 6:30 here at the Q. I'm Denny, Susie's here. The lovely, sexy, and talented Paula is here.
Good morning.
Trisha coming in shortly. Mostly sunny, breezy today. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm by the evening. High of 80. We're at 60 here at the Q. All right, so I need to retract everything I said from the start of the show, and I need to apologize.
Really?
I didn't know. Okay?
But not for the Burger King shakes or the Oreos.
No.
Okay. We're out on that.
No, we're all in. No, but I just want to run this apology about my jackass neighbors who were blowing off fireworks last night on June 19th.
Okay.
And they woke me up, and I was up for, well, let's see, 10 I woke up. 11, about an hour and a half. Ooh. I finally fell back asleep. And but I now I know why they were doing it. So please accept my apology.
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly.
This is heartfelt.
I offer a complete and utter retraction.
Complete.
The imputation
was
totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment.
I didn't know.
And was motivated purely by malice.
It was.
And I deeply regret any distress that my comments may have caused you or your family.
I'm being sincere.
And I hereby undertake not to repeat any such slander at any time in the future.
Apparently, who was it, Michael?
Michael called to remind us.
Said, hey, Denny, the people across the street, are they minority?
Well,
probably not your
so
neighborhood.
Much that, but
no, there is.
Okay.
They are.
Okay.
Well, they're black.
All right.
Well, my neighbors across the street are black,
and
they were probably celebrating Juneteenth.
Now, see, I saw that on Facebook. I got no idea what that means.
Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in these United States of America. A black guy, no pun intended, that will never, ever go away.
Took me a minute.
From 1865, it was June 19th that the Union soldiers landed at Galveston, Texas, with the news that the war had ended. Anyway, so they were probably celebrating because
it's Freedom Day yesterday or Emancipation Day.
They're black. So we probably should have known that yesterday. You know, when Richie Rich called, we should have said, hey, brother. Happy Emancipation Day.
Yeah, I
don't. Right.
Sorry.
Are
that,
we allowed to? I'm not sure.
Sorry that Whitey has been holding you down all these years.
Sure.
Anyway, that's probably what they were doing. You know, now that I think about it, that was a really crappy commemoration of Juneteenth. He should have been blowing those fireworks off for a good 15, 20 minutes.
Sure.
That really wasn't much of a celebration
get that many
going on.
In the Kroger pack,
but
though.
Do we buy two then? But you know? 10 o'clock at night? Is that the time to do it, to celebrate?
Apparently at 10:10.
Well, you have to wait till it's dark, Paul, so you can enjoy
sure.
the fireworks and the
lights. You can't
lights.
Say that. Anyway.
Or they, you know, could have done it at 4:20 in the afternoon.
Hey, this is great, man.
You know, get a little of that going.
That makes more sense.
While you're celebrating there. Yeah. So my apologies to my jackass neighbors.
What do you need to send that text out? My bad if you were celebrating
it's too
Juneteenth.
Late. Too
no.
late. Well, I know I got to find out if they were celebrating, and then I will do this. Is this our Rob? Wow, this is a very busy morning. Hello, Rob. You're on Q105 live and local in Toledo. Hey, you're not a paid actor, are you?
Not yet.
All right.
Could be one day.
What do you got, dude?
So in other words, you shot your mouth off without having all the facts. Is that accurate?
Well, I still don't know if that's what they were celebrating, but I want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Well, that's good.
It's a preemptive apology. I'm getting out ahead of the apology because if I find out it wasn't my black neighbors, then I'm back to ripping.
All right. Well, good deal. But, you know.
There you go.
I say you did apology.
Yeah.
So.
Preemptive. Preemptive. And I'll send out a Twitter apology. You know, my bad.
Well, then that's a legit apology there.
You got to do it on Twitter.
So how is sex and math similar?
Sex and math?
Yes.
I don't know what.
You add a bed, subtract the clothes, divide the legs, and pray to God you don't multiply.
Damn! That is pretty good.
Cracking himself up.
By the way, Joe's Mexican word of the day is very good.
I was very proud of Joe.
Yeah.
I thought he fell off the face of the earth. I thought he got deported.
No, not yet. He's one step ahead of ICE.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, and he's quick. He's fat. You know, he's a little. He's fat. Sorry, Joe. He's very quick and wiry.
Yeah.
He's slippery. Mm-hmm. You know, so he stays one step ahead of him. He's short. They can't see him.
I don't even think you can say slippery. I think that maybe that could go down the wrong way.
By the way. Yes.
What? I have a problem with the salt comment and the prostitute comment yesterday. If I would have made that comment, I would have got delayed and yelled at and told that my kids were listening.
It's summertime.
Don't think I let that thing go.
Well, you know,
I almost called and gave you words yesterday, but I was like, no, I'm going to hold off.
Yeah, well, the only reason I can do it is because my daughter is at camp and my son is sleeping in. So I'm like, all right, it's good. I'm going. Radio is very loose, dude.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Loosey-goosey. All right, Rob, have a great day, my man. What?
Are we going to see you on Friday, Rob?
No, wait, what's your status?
My status is I will not be there. I apologize.
What the hell?
You got a birthday?
No.
A birthday and a barbecue?
I heard that too. For all the summer ones. No, I'm going to go out of town for my anniversary.
Not a dedicated listener. Okay.
Ooh, your anniversary.
Don't you dare say that. I am dedicated. Hmm.
Did you go last year?
Yeah, he was there last year.
Okay. Well, I can't remember.
It wasn't in June, so.
Yeah, I know it was in August. You're excused because you're going to be getting some.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right. That's Pound Town, baby.
That's Pound Town is nice this time of the year. Seriously, you'll love it.
Sure is.
Yeah, you can get Groupons.
Good luck, Mr. Mayor.
I think Groupon's running a special now in Pound Town.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
I think it's you get 20 minutes for the price of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Sweet. See you guys.
See you, buddy. All right, bye-bye. There you go. I don't even know what any of that means.
No, that's good.
It just sounded funny.
No. Nope.
But I'm tired. I'm only out like 4.5 hours sleep.
That's what they're doing. They're calling, keeping you awake. That's what it is.
Yeah,
keeping the energy going.
All right, 6:36. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. Speaking of black guys, Lionel Richie.
It's not going to work, Denny.
What?
It's not going to work.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not feeling Lionel.
All right, mm-mm. Well.
We'll break it down and work it out.
He'd like it if he did. We'll tell you about that. And Jay-Z, big news with Jay-Z, man.
Yep.
Very
exciting. Entertainment world, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. We got a lot to cover. Don't move. Denny and the girls hanging out with you. Live and local. No outsourcing here. It's
Q105. Q105 weather. From the Dunn Chevy Buick Weather Center, dunnchevy.com, where a great deal is a done deal. Chevy, find new roads.